Busted.
And this meeting's now being recorded.
Attend the apologies. An apology, Councillor Willow. And Councillor Angus. Angus. Leave the absent. Nobody?
Try and get online.
Disclose the interest, 14.4 myself.
And the CEO.
And CEO. But this point is going to the Fed because I need absolutely majority. And 14.5, the same is going to the Fed. Public question time. Neil. Respond the question time of notice, Neil. Question time without notice, Neil. Petition or petition, present a submission, any nothing, Neil. And then the man be discussed behind closed door. New application for the leave the absent. New. And is there concern meeting attended? Councillor Hora?
The CEO.
Yep, training in Mount Magnet.
Yep.
And that was Councillor Nichols and Councillor Willock, and you as well, Councillor Valenzuela.
For what?
The training in Magnet.
What training?
The CEO performance. No?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, those four?
But no.
No.
And there is Councillor Hora, myself, that's it.
Okay. And
there for the approach. Anyone?
There was a training just prior to that
before
as well.
Yeah,
Councillor
Finance.
Yeah.
It's Councillor Willow, myself.
Cool. Was it Councillor Nichols as well?
No.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got that in the last meeting, though.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sorry. Yeah, just checking the dates.
I think we did.
Yep.
And attended myself, 13. In the third club, Jamiji having the title determination, celebration recognition to the federal case for 30 years, you know, two group, he received the recognition, you know, one group of the mob from Northampton, all this mob is Moranbin. Of the area, that one. The another mob is from Merchants. And one is from near Geraldton. That is the father, the lady working in Geraldton, in Golden Grove, Jackie. From here is Oli Gloria. Here is he's this client. You know, it's two group, and after 30 years fighting, you know, for this recognition, and three lawyers from representing the group, and one lawyer from the state, and you know, the judge, federal judge, isn't there, give the stuff. and attended that one, and plus it's a really good make a lobby with the state lawyer about our problem, the 6 millions, you know, and the other lawyers. Really good. And the only council, the only shire president there is Yalgu. I had an invitation, Calvary, Northampton, Murchison, and Geraldton. Nobody attended. All exception, Yalgu. And the judge is really pleased, you know, with Yalgu, because he attended. You know, it's an important issue. It's part of our community. You know, some people like it or not like it. It's a federal decision. It's no decision of the state or any child. It's a more than 70 people.
I'm sorry, there was either roadworks. I should have been back home by now, but roadworks have held us up.
Yep, so we've just got you joining the meeting at 10:58. That's Councillor Trenfield.
And the 17th, and attended to Geraldton, to invitation from the mayor, from to the Excellency Honorable Sam Mostyn, and the General Governor from Australia, same staff, Yalgu, you know, president there, same the lobby with the politician, with the federal politician, what's the name for us?
Melissa Price,
from the Liga Party, and no half invitation to the national, and no invitation to the liberals. Really strange. But the same, and use the, you know, the platform for lobby for our problems, you know. It's about 35, 40 invitation. The army, you know, the DFS is in there, and people start away around. It's nothing to do with us. I'm working in that level, not in that level. So guys, it's nothing to do with you. Now, only the lobbies for the politician, no more lobby there, because the job, the general governor, is no political job. You know, she represents the Queen, and his majority is for the election, and 100% the job is for volunteers and the indigenous communities. And this is graphic.
And it's the King now.
Yeah, and I'm representing the King, you know, not the Queen. So
easy to get caught on.
This is the 20 attended in Stirling. The blueprint, you know, the same, you know, attended roughly 110 people in there for the blueprint and the all the new system, you know, electronically, computers, literacy, you know, now open more for the libraries, apply, you know, for funding for literacy for our community, mostly focus in the elders, you know, the elderly people, for this focus, for how learning, you know, check it out his bank, check it out an account, for the doctors, because the moment it start, you know, all questioning in the doctors. Plus, and use the lobby, and really talk to the Walga representation. He do the speech in there, and talk to him about our problem. He said, Raul, you know, I'm fighting a lot. Everybody is concerned about that. But I said, no enough. My concern is you don't have anything in the media. If you tell me the organization is so worried, why when Ian myself is in the media fighting for our budget, why one not say nothing? And the guy is a little embarrassed. And after that one, I said, I'll talk to you after finish. I need some point recheck. I said, yeah, because I don't have enough information. So what? Going to my bag. I have a lot of copies in my bag. Everybody says something, here the copy. Raul not said that. This is the official information. And he take the newspaper. I don't know. But in general, it's really good. And really for me, understanding now more, you know, for this year, how I'm going to apply for grants, you know, for our library, you know, how I'm going to apply, you know, for that, you know, how I'm going to help. Because this year, 2025, the blueprint is finished. It's going to the another program. I don't know, see the new government, how I'm going to planning all the stuff. And really strange, because the invitation is to Stirling, and the paper, not here, and he sponsored this event is Walga. You know? And after that one, Ian going to the another, I said, split it up, you know, for more lobby. And Walga do the same, you know, meeting in Walga.
Yeah, it was a very, very similar meeting for 3 or 4 hours at Walga, but it was slightly more focused on, like it was all access and inclusion, but it was more people with disabilities in emergencies, and so how to communicate with different people in different places. But yeah, it was still unusual that Walga did them both at the same time. Organised these at this on the same day that there was another one that was sponsored that they were attending.
That is the reason, Councillor, and do the question before about Walga. And the 21st, suppose I'm going to the meeting with Vivian, the second in charge in DFS for flood damage. She now attended the meeting, he called us, his two lawyers attended the meeting, plus Tim, one guy is part of the DFS, and really, I don't really understand, because I don't know why the lawyer is there, because the lawyer don't have any power for solution or review their problem. But Ian, I have all the documentation, all the questions. The people don't have answers. Really don't have answers. You know?
Even on asking for an internal review, the lawyers said that they would take that on notice, but it's been a fortnight and they haven't responded. We just heard back from their Freedom of Information team, and they believe that to provide the assessment of our application is going to take 130 days, which means that the Freedom of Information request process is going to take well over 6 months. Just to see the assessment of our claim.
The good thing, guys, is all this meeting from the start, he and myself, I make a lot of noise in the media, in the radio. Now, the Premier, you know, he said, oh, the question the media is, you know the problem in Yalgoo? No, I don't have nothing with Yalgoo. But 2 days before, the duty Premier, he talking about Yalgoo. How come the Premier, his deputy, no bad information to him, what is the problem in Yalgoo? But in the graphic, everybody know now, every single people know the problem in Yalgoo. He's not going to pass. That is the reason I have a long meeting before yesterday with the CEO. What is next move strategically, you know, with the new government, because it's going to new government. But guys, our compromise, our commitment is put back the 6 million. If you need, you know, more feather to the Premier Minister, I'm going to do it. Because in the 6PR, if somebody listen, it's in the internet. Check it out, guys. After the Ian talk and with the journalist, after the another comment after 1 hour, he bring to the Premier Minister, and he made the question, and the Premier Minister is upset with the bureaucracy. Said, no play game with the money, federal money. I'm going to check the statement. This is another point.
Even in that space, so in the last couple of days with the cyclone off Queensland, the federal government has preemptively thrown money at councils for the natural disaster, showing that they are just arrangements. They're not locked in stone for anyone else. And all of these councils from a federal level have had money thrown at them to prepare for a natural disaster and to make sure that they can recover a whole lot faster afterwards. It just shows that it's all captain calls at different levels, and if it is a captain's call, then it shouldn't be done at the bureaucratic level. It should be done at a ministerial level.
And so pray for me and check it out and check out every day the news. It's a one charter he received a strike before the event, 48 hours before the event, you know, in the bank, 10 million for all the sandbag protected. 48 hours before the event, put the money in the bank to the charter, start doing. But this is
on the way to that meeting, the Shire President and I got caught in the microburst that hit from Wanamal down to Gidjigana. So the big storm that came through. So we had to help people from Water Corp and other different contractors to clear the debris off the road just so the LVs could get through. There was front of trucks that were smashed up that had had trees fall in front of them. There was sheds that had gone across the road. We got caught in quite a bit of hail as well. It was just interesting that there was only farmers and volunteers out there within that first couple of hours, 2 or 3 hours. No sign of DFIS. As we passed through Bindoon, there was bushfire volunteers that were heading out. But so it's not DFIS that's dealing in WA with emergencies in regional areas. It's volunteers, which is again different to other states.
And
Ian
appointing in the meeting one really value points and the guy, one lawyer, because the strategy is he have a in the middle a team in that side, the good lawyer in the middle, and the ugly lawyer in the corner. This is the strategy, you know. The good lawyer, oh yeah, I really understand. And the lawyer, no, you suppose. No, you, the law established, you know, like that. But Ian, he talking about the last fire in...
Iron Pain's find.
Yeah, past yeah. Fire, fine.
So we've just returned the first of our 2 1.4s to DFIS.
Yep.
Who are having to make major alterations to the vehicle because there's not enough airflow getting through to firstly the air conditioning but also the transmission. So whilst we were escorting graders in a bushfire and whilst we were just doing normal activities, the vehicle's transmission overheated. The vehicle went into a fail-safe mode and lost power on a couple of occasions, which is something that went through a solid, well, probably 12 months plus of procurement through state government and then through a quality assurance process. And then whilst we're using it and whilst volunteers are using it, this happened independently with different drivers in both vehicles. And so it's a problem with the asset themselves. And it's enough that, it effectively turns the vehicle into a something that's not fit for purpose.
Slow.
And guys, the point is that one is not because I'm a story. It's at the point for us, you know, for our 6 million, you know.
For a volunteer perspective, it's basically it's extremely dangerous, and then it shows that there is a level of hypocrisy when a state government agency can't meet procurement standards and quality assurance standards, but then they have the ability under flood damage to query us in that space.
And you feel it like a little chicken in the oven. This is bottom line. Plus all the little, you know, cabinet you have upside for the glove, everything. Everything is wet. Everything is leaking in this new vehicle. Brand new. Okay? That's it for my side. This is really busy. Oh, sorry, the 27th. The last one I attended with Councillor Jora,
Yes, he had a performance.
Council Training Workshop, Local Government and Finance.
He about me.
Councillor Chanfield, any meeting you attended?
No.
Okay. Any more? Number 9, confirmation of the minutes. Anybody move it?
Yeah.
Councillor Payne and Giles. Put in both?
Yeah.
Okay. 11.1, Capital Progress Report. Officer recommendation, the Council received the progress report of the Capital Work Program as the 31st January 2025. Somebody move it?
Yep.
Council Plan. Seconder?
Yes.
Go. Any question? No question, put in vote?
Yep.
4-0. Yep. 11.2, technical service reports up to 23rd February 2025. Officer recommendation, receive the technical service report at 23rd February 2025. Somebody move it. Councilor Hora, seconda. Councilor
yep.
Pine. Any question?
Actually, those trees that have been planted on the south side of the caravan park along the road, are they on retic?
Yes. No. No. Oh, no, yeah, the fire truck. The fire truck's been doing it. Yeah.
No, because I saw it. When I drove in today, that looked a bit.
Yeah, all the grass has been hit in the last week or so. The
the
consistent temperature.
Yes, it's done a fair bit of damage, I think.
Yeah.
One question about the what happened with the investigation with the land from the airport and Pine Fine?
The as in land tenure?
You remember the...
Yeah, still sitting with DPLH.
Yeah. Nothing yet for pass to Jalgu?
No. Still consulting with mining companies or... Yeah.
Okay. Because what is the question? Because there's no point putting money in something. It's not
a Shire asset.
It's not a Shire asset. You know, because I know when I come in there, it's a cable light. Do you remember? Before cable light off and you repair, but it's not our asset.
And without investing, we can't apply for things like grants for regional airstrips and things like that because we don't have the land tenure.
Yep. Any more question? Put in bold?
Yep.
Financial report, list of accounts. Simple idea. Officer recommendation, the Council received the schedule of account paying during January 2025 listed covering EFTS, directly debit payment, credit card payment, and wages, a number of totaling 340,257.10 cents from the Shire of Jalgu Municipal Bank account. Somebody move it?
Yep.
Paying, Mr. Payne. Any question? Put in both?
Yep.
Yeah. 13.2 investment report. The Council received the investment report at 31st January 2025. Somebody move it?
Yep.
Any question is in the back, you know, all the reports. Put in bold?
Yeah.
Poor Zoom. 13.3, monthly financial statement at the 31st December. Give me a second.
Yeah, title should say January.
Yeah, okay. Officer recommendation, the council received the statement of financial activity for the period ended 31st January 2025. And according with the regulation 34, the local government and financial management regulation 1996. Somebody move it. That's a header and so on. Fine. Any question?
Nope.
Table? Put a vote?
Yes.
4-0. 14.1, general report. Of your recommendation, the council received the chief executive general report. Somebody move it.
Yep.
Councillor Hora, Councillor Chanfield. Any question?
Nope.
Table? No. Put in vote?
Yes.
4-0. 14, and this one is going to the Fed?
No, no interest ones in this one. So the, yeah, the four,
yep,
yeah, if the it passed four, okay, by absolute majority, yep, then it's fine.
14.2, Yalgoo fuel station lease. Officer recommendation, the council authorized to a second 5-year term for the continual lease of Yalgoo fuel site, the Geraldton fuel distributor. Somebody move it.
Yep.
Fine, good. Any question with the lease next 5 years? No question? Put in vote?
Yes.
4-0. Yes. 14.3, use reserve account in 2024-2025 budget. Officer recommendation, the council authorized the use of the following reserve account of total actual balance and described in the financial statement to the cover. Sorry, guys. To the cover flood damage expenditure in the 2024-2025 annual budget, pending 1 month local public assessment. Plan replacement, 842,794. Yalgoo Ningaloo Road, 2,153,337. Yalgoo Morowa Road, 454,066. Sporting Complex, 108,764. Emergency Road Repair, 155,756. Housing Maintenance, 138,299. Somebody move it. My second that. Councillor Hora. Any question? Put in vote?
Yes.
40.4 is going to the Fed.
The yeah, if you as a volunteer having a financial or direct interest rather than a proximity, so it could be considered that there's no financial benefit to you individually.
Yeah.
So proximity would be to stay and vote.
Yeah.
But if you did want to leave it for the rest of the council, we would need an absolute majority, so to defer it.
Defer.
Yep.
Yeah. Guy?
Yep.
You listen to him?
Yes.
I'm going to the fair 4.4 when I need absolute majority because I have a, you know, approximately, you know, conflict with the St. John's.
Yep, I heard it. Yep.
Okay. The fair. Uh, 14.5, the same, is going to the fair.
Yep.
14.6, Sandra Davidson. Officer recommendation, the council write off the outstanding debit, $260 for debit number, the invoice, 20166. Somebody move it.
Yep.
Fine, I'm gone. Put any question? Put in both?
Yeah.
14.7 is the same issue. Only these companies no more exist. Somebody move it?
Yeah.
Okay. Any question?
No.
Table? Put in vote?
No. Yeah, oh, sorry.
Notice of the motion, Neil. Urgent business. And guys, the only for us, the OJ business, is our fighting for the 6 million. Now, and I start planning with the CEO, the new strategic for us, you know, working on that issue. And don't forget, he and myself, I had the commitment, you know, for fighting for that. Whatever I needed, I'm going to do it, you know, for our staff. Now for the moment, start all this week, next week, maybe all this month, it's not going to move quicker because Saturday I'm going to see all the new government stuff and restart from there again in our fight. I hope so, every councillor get our support, you know, for everything I do, you know, for our, you know, budget. You know, guys, the CEO, and I spend a lot of hours and hours and hours prepare all the bloody documents, you know, he needed, you know. A lot of information, a lot of study, a lot of advices with the lawyers, you know, everything like that. This is the only for us and start, you know, and this issue.
Did council want to consider a motion, provided that we can get a volunteer to provide use of the community bus, but on the provision that we invoice the WA Electoral Commission on the basis that a number of ratepayers don't have computer access or computer literacy skills for voting.
Who the name the motion?
Yep.
Okay. Second, Jorge.
And Councillor Trenfield just left the meeting at 11:26. Either the phone dropped out or.
Yep.
Oh, sorry, and has now just rejoined the meeting.
Yeah.
Sorry, I meant to. My screen went blank and I wanted to. Was reading something in the minutes and I hit the end call instead of thing. Sorry.
Councillor Trenfield, and just
yes.
In the table one motion, you know, you listened to Ian before cut off?
Yeah, about taking people over to vote.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't got a problem with that. I think it's a great idea.
Okay. Yeah, with the Electoral Commission send the bill.
Yeah, I reckon.
Okay. I don't have any problem if you nobody here, no problem for driving the bus, you know, yeah, in and out, you know, from. And now, I think I need to put the timing, what I'm going to do. You know, Saturday. Councillor, sorry, our PA, he have up to 12:30.
Yeah, possible bike program in the morning. Yeah, so 1 p.m. or 12:30.
Yeah, 1 p.m. Everybody agree?
Yeah.
Okay, 1 p.m.
To Mount Magnet.
To Mount Magnet.
Leave for me 1 p.m.
Yeah, yeah. If possible now, every councillor here has the responsibility to start split it up. You know, at the bus, I need who go before 1 o'clock for going to the houses, pick it up, the nanas or whatever, stuff like that. All right? And if possible, Ian, talk to Alicia. You know, check it out.
And maybe put it on the Facebook page because everyone reads Facebook.
Yep. Alicia going to that one, Councillor Chanfield.
Yeah.
1 p.m. Okay. Put in both.
Yep.
For Zoom. So, 17. Better for the. Wish the meeting may be closed to the public. Neil. Next meeting. 28th of March 2025, commencing at 11 p.m. in Pine Fine. Thank you very much, Guy Tranfield, for your effort. You know, for
no
that.
Worries. Yeah, sorry.
It's no, it's all right. It's all right. People busy, but the more important, you know what happened. And close the meeting 29 past 11 or set 11:30.
Okay.